Today, I wanted to start off with some breaking news, which is that Google has announced they're now investing $300 million into the artificial intelligence startup Anthropic. So Anthropic, you know, it says it's a better AI model, better than OpenAI. It says it's more accurate, and it is better for people trying to remove biases, be safer. You know, they're pretty much trying to position themselves as a safer alternative to OpenAI, which has had some issues with biases, yada yada. I mean, honestly, OpenAI has done a pretty good job of combating this and pushing back and fixing this. A lot of people even said that they go too far. So it's going to be interesting to see where the chips fall on this. That being said, Google has put $300 million in, and you're seeing a lot of these cash for computing deals, and they're really showing how large tech companies like Google, they're investing in companies and really hoping that they'll be able to use their clout, their resources, their infrastructure to push them forward. So the terms for the deal is going to be Google taking about 10%, and that requires Anthropic to use the money they give them to buy computing resources from Google. So this is the same thing that happened with OpenAI when they had their first $1 billion invested from Microsoft. They were essentially forced, or, you know, given the opportunity to use the funds and the money for computational power on the Microsoft Azure platform. And I have a feeling we're going to see a lot more of these in the coming future. It'll be interesting to see what moves Amazon makes in this space, because obviously AWS has some massive is the number one premier computational power web server place. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what moves Amazon makes in the space. You've seen, you know, originally a $1 billion investment by Microsoft and OpenAI. Now they've bumped that up to $10 billion, and I think they've taken about 50% of OpenAI. And now that we're seeing Google come in with $300 million on Anthropic, it's going to be interesting. This is going to be a really interesting space. And, you know, I would be curious to hear what other people's opinions are, but it's kind of, to me, it almost isn't an amazing signal, because we've heard from the CEO of Google just yesterday. He said that expect his response to ChatGPT to be coming out in the coming weeks. And so for me to see that they're hedging their bets on another big AI model, Anthropic, by giving them $300 million, it kind of makes me a little bit nervous, or it makes me think Google's nervous that perhaps their new AI model they're coming out with in a couple of weeks is not going to be that strong of a competitor. Like, why would you be funding your biggest competitors, right? Like, Anthropic is arguably the second biggest competitor after OpenAI's ChatGPT to this whole language learning model. If they're funding it with $300 million, perhaps it's a savvy business idea, because they know it's just going to help grow their cloud computing, and it'll kind of force them to use their thing so that vendor lock-in will be beneficial. So maybe it's a business play. But honestly, it also kind of makes you wonder if Google's getting worried that their new model that they're coming out with, their ChatGPT competitor, is not going to be as competitive or good as they would like. And so they're betting on Anthropic. So if theirs doesn't work out, they have a backup plan. It's kind of interesting. I mean, you see this in a lot of big tech companies. They get pretty pretty confident in their products, and they fail. Like, you look at Google with Google Plus, right? Facebook comes out, Facebook is soaring. Google's like, we're going to make the Google Plus thing. That was a complete fail. They shut it down. Now imagine if at the same time Google, you know, like, let's say they're like, we're going to launch Google Plus soon, and then they also start going and, like, they go invest or buy, like, Twitter or Instagram. It might have been a smart play for them, because inevitably when their own product became irrelevant, the other one that already had traction would have been able to grow. So maybe they should have done this in something like social. And I'm wondering if they learned from their mistakes of the past and are now considering doing this in AI as well. So that'll be interesting to see how that kind of all plays out. You know, we do know that Google said that they're in a code red. Their CEO said they're in a code red right now, getting ready to respond to ChatGPT. Microsoft, interestingly enough, said that in the next few weeks, GPT-4, which is OpenAI's next version, right? It's, you know, we had DaVinci. Before that, there was Curie. Then we had ChatGPT. And now GPT-4 is supposed to be the next big one that OpenAI is coming out with. and Microsoft said that in the coming few weeks, they will be integrating GPT-4 into their Bing search engine, which is going to be pretty interesting because, you know, this is an AI model that largely has not been tested that we know of. You know, maybe they snuck it into ChatGPT and had, you know, people testing the responses, or there's a bunch of different things they could have done to help tune that on a large scale, right? But it's going to be launched in the Bing search engine and other Microsoft products in the next few weeks. So this is going to be pretty insane. And I think this is going to be a massive boost for Microsoft because all of a sudden everybody that wants to use the newest technology is going to have to be on Microsoft products. I think this is a big threat to Google, frankly, because Google's concerned that their search business is coming to an end. The problem is, right, a lot of people are like, no way you could question Google's authority. It's, you know, the big bad business has been around for 20 years killing it. You know, I think their most recent results have them at over $70 billion in ad revenue. But the problem is, if you have something like ChatGPT and people are able to just make a simple search and get the response, they don't have to scroll through the search results page of Google, which is where all the ads are. So even if Google comes up with a competitor where you search and you get your instant bang like ChatGPT, it's going to be cannibalizing their ad business, which is their business. It's pretty much how they make all of their revenue, all their money. So it's going to be pretty interesting. I mean, honestly, I think kudos to Google. The CEO of OpenAI has said, you know, the ball is in their court. Don't discount them. They have time to make a response. But it's almost honestly like they're kind of like taunting them. They're like, we have brought you to your knees. You're the biggest, you know, one of the biggest tech companies in the world. We brought you to your knees and we dare you to come up with something. And then when you see Google making plays like investing $300 million into Anthropic, it really honestly does not put them in a strong position. It might have been better had they, you know, waited till after they launched and then invested. I don't know. I don't know. Hard to say. In any case, it's going to be interesting to see how all of the chips shake out. We do know that OpenAI, this is a very big space. OpenAI has just hit 100 million users in under 2 months. This is an absolutely insane number. It took, you know, apps like TikTok years to be able to reach those numbers. And in 2 months for a product to reach that really shows that, number one, this is a product people love. They come back to, they recommend to all their friends. When I first found ChatGPT, I literally sent a message to all of my family, all of my friends, sent them a link, said, get on this right now, because this is going to literally revolutionize the way you do X, Y, and Z. Like whatever their business was, whatever their job was, like this thing completely revolutionizes it, completely automates it. So it's massive. And in addition, ARK Investing also said a few days ago that ChatGPT had reached 10 million daily active users. You know, some days it was like 12 million, some days it was 9 million, but on average last month it was 10 million daily active users. That is absolutely absurd. That is a heck of a lot of users. A lot of people are seeing the value from this, and I think that really does make Google scared. I'm very curious, honestly. Maybe I need to do more research on this, but I've not seen a lot of big plays in this space from companies like Amazon. And I feel like AI could have some pretty big implications for their whole platform and everything they do. I mean, if nothing else, if they can lock in one of these big AI models onto AWS to make sure that they're keeping all the computational power, because having something like such a big breakaway company like OpenAI with 100 million users on Microsoft Azure is really boosting Microsoft Azure's entire platform. So I'd be curious to see what the next move is, if Amazon's going to come into this, who's going to be in this space next. But it is it's pretty impressive. It's pretty crazy, and obviously has the big guys quite nervous for how everything is coming together.